the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the place where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Welcome home, Brains.
Coming to you straight from San Diego, California, let's welcome our host, April Mahoney.
Welcome to On the Edge again, Brains. Here you are at my spot. This is the place, right? Where the conversation is pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Brains, we have went all the way to the Netherlands and Belgium, okay? This is absolutely, okay, you got to educate me on that when we get to talking, Janine. But we're across the world here, and we're talking about natural hair. Look at her hair. Is that absolutely gorgeous? I don't know what she's feeding that stuff. Maybe it's her hair product line. And I have mine cornrowed. So we're going to talk about that and some of the unusual things that are going on, some of the unusual products that people around the world are using on their natural hair, and some of the legislation that has been passed here in the United States to be able to wear your natural hair in the workplace. It's crazy. So I'd like to introduce our guest today, Janine Van Throw, and she is from Belgium / the Netherlands. Welcome, precious. How are you?
Thank you very much, April. I'm well. Thank you.
Well, I'm glad to have you. And I just cannot believe that we have to ask for legislation, have to ask permission to wear our hair the way that we want to wear our hair. That has nothing to do with our brain. Have you ever heard of anything so ridiculous?
Yeah, crazy, isn't it? It is, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, our governor here in California had to sign legislation. I remember back in the day, a very good friend of mine, Margaret Silva, had to go to court and get permission for women to be able to braid in her braid shop without a cosmetology license.
Yeah.
And she fought that and she won, and I cannot believe it. So tell me, what is the state of the hair affair over there?
Well, actually, thank God we don't have those situations here yet. I don't think they will come, but I think we don't have them because they don't care. I have been in the natural hair business for over 15 years now, and I've tried for about 12 years. I've tried to get natural hair into the schools as a part of the black hair education. There is basically also not even a black hair education in the regular schools and education system. It's more European hair, and as an extra, you can learn about black hair, but what they teach you there is how to relax the hair and things like that. I've been trying to lobby. I've been lobbying for a couple of years to get the natural hair into that. And basically what they say is we already do black hair. And I tried to explain that to me, black hair, treating your hair with chemicals is not the same as natural hair, and that it needs a very different approach. But to be honest, until now, it's not a part of the educational system in either the Netherlands or Belgium.
Okay, so how far is Belgium from the Netherlands?
They are neighbors, actually. We are neighbors. And I am like 45 minutes away from the border, so I'm pretty close to the border. And the majority of the Belgian people speak the same language. Belgium has, they speak three languages in Belgium, French, German, and Dutch. And in the Netherlands, obviously Dutch. So we are very close by.
Okay, and again, you heightened my awareness because I didn't realize how many black people were there with natural hair in the Netherlands. Okay, Brains, look. I travel the world, but I have not been everywhere. And that's why I do this show, because I want to be educated and elevated too. Tell us about, you know, the black population in the Netherlands, and where do they come from? Are they native?
They come from actually everywhere. I originally come from Suriname, that's in the Caribbean, and we were a colony of the Netherlands, like Curaçao and those islands. So a lot of people from the former colonies are in the Netherlands. So the former colonies and the enslaved countries are there, the Black community. But there are also a lot of African people there from Nigeria, actually from all different African countries. Here in Belgium, you see more lots of French-speaking Africans from African countries like the Congo, and but also people from Nigeria. So it's a mix.
Now, so I find that this very interesting. We had a conversation, and you said that there are not a lot of natural hair care products in Africa, and they are washing and conditioning their hair with the strangest things. Now, I know corn roll is, you know, indicative of the culture and the nature, but keeping the hair moisturized and, you know, brushing it and, you know, good shampoos and scalp treatment. Tell us a little bit about the, you know, where they're at a loss.
Well, I was in South Africa last year, and I was really startled by and very surprised by the lack of knowledge that there is when it comes to natural hair, because I expected that going home, as I thought it would be, would really bring me so much more knowledge on natural hair and a whole different vibe that I have here in Belgium or in the Netherlands. But no, the opposite. There are natural hair groups and communities now coming up. I actually am connected to one lady that has a natural hair group on Facebook, and that group alone has over 200,000 women.
Wow.
So there is a need, but they still lack a lot of knowledge. And as far as I know, I've tried to find it out. And as far as I know, there is still also no education on that part. So I am now with a friend, we are trying to get some education on a governmental level, if that would even be possible. That is what we are trying to find out now. But I have spoken to many people in many different African countries, and in none of those countries there is structured education when it comes to natural hair. And the people there, I have seen the strangest things. People are washing their hair with Coke.
What, Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola, because they claim that it softens their hair. I don't really know what they mean with it softens my hair, because other ones are complaining that their hair is too soft. So I really don't know what that means. But they are using the strangest thing to... And that is all due to a lack of knowledge.
It is, but I mean, you know, as I played before the song by India Irie, I am not my hair. Yeah. I am not my skin. I am the soul that lives within. You see that the texture is different, mm-hmm. you know? But here in the United States, we're happy to be nappy, okay? They are just doing everything to try to make the hair coarser when it comes to dreadlocks, when it comes to braids, when it comes to sister locks, when it comes to twist, when it comes to Bantu locks. I mean, there's so many different styles and textures, you know, they're putting in. You see all these football players here. Now, Brains, I'm going to tell you something.
Yeah.
You see all these football players with all these long dreads. Baby, know that that is synthetic hair. That is not their hair, trying to have that Samson look, okay? But it is really important that you still wash your hair. So many people of other cultures think that when our hair is cornrowed or is dreadlocked, that, you know, that we're dirty, that we don't wash it. Mm-hmm. No, that is not true. You just put some shampoo on it and conditioner and get up under that water and just let it flow. So there's a lot of things that we do, but there's scalp treatment that people need to be aware of when they are corn rolling their hair. Sometimes you corn roll the hair too tight and you can pinch a nerve. You don't understand what's going on with that. It doesn't have to just, you know, mine is to the nap. But again, she knows what she's doing and I'm not in any pain. So is there a lot of different type of textured styles, or are they just trying to find basic hair care products?
It's a little bit of both. Due to the lack of course, South Africa has a totally different background and history than we have. They were the ones with the apartheid and things like that. So it is now some sort of awareness that they are allowed to be who they are, and their hair, they are allowed to be whatever they are with the hair that they have. So they have a different, I think it's because of a different background and a bit different history. Because you see a lot of Black people still, not too long ago, but this was in another country, Black people still are some sort of ashamed that they are Black. And wishing they had other hair, wishing they had lighter skin. So it's very much still alive in those areas. I think that is a combination of a lack of education, but also the suppression that they had to go through, and that now, only now, they are becoming aware of what and who they really are and can right. be, allow themselves to be there.
I mean, because of the books that I read said that Jesus had kinky hair. You know, I don't think that they had a perm then. And, you know, it was strange. I was going on a trip. I was going to China, and mm-hmm. I rock an afro. I got a big afro. And my friend's mother said, "Are you wearing your hair like that? What, you know, I'm not European. You know, I'm a Black woman, and I love my hair. You know, I'll put some oil in it and brush it." And a lot of times, women that are of other cultures that, mm-hmm. you know, have a relationship or have children of African descent, their mm-hmm. kids' hair suffers. It just yeah. looks like straw. They yeah. don't realize we need oil in our yeah. hair. We need yeah. moisture yeah. in our hair. We want to yeah. brush our hair. Yeah. I mean, look at your hair. It's all natural. That's beautiful.
It's absolutely natural.
Right yeah, now. it's naturally curly. The hair yeah. grows out of Black folks' hair mm-hmm. curly, okay, where it grows straight. If I want straight hair, I'll buy me a hair option. I was doing perms on my hair mm-hmm. for the longest time, and I'm starting to see bald spots. And it started to get yeah. thin, and my scalp was irritated. And I yeah. was like, no. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember back in the day when my brother used to conk, they call it conking their hair. They would use mm-hmm. lye and a potato.
Oh.
They would mix it up, and they would put it on their hair until it made the hair straight. It was called conking. And so now they use all different types of things, and the products are not manufactured like they used to be. I mean, it used to be products here in the United States that were manufactured by Black people for Black people.
And yeah, that's no longer the case. No, I think that is, there are very few products on the market that are really, I think, that are really, were formulated by people with the hair type
right.
and background, or even produced by them. It's all, it's all given to the big companies, the L'Oreal's and the Procter and Gamble's, and
and you know, and other countries are mass producing these and I don't want to say any disrespect to any culture, but you know, you will go into a Vietnamese or a Chinese hair shop here, they won't speak to you, much less try to sell you righteous products.
And but they will take your money.
Oh, they will. And I had a conversation with one. I said, "I have traded with you for years, and I come in here and you don't speak to me. How dare you?" You know? Yeah. And so, you know, now when I go in there, it's like, "Oh, here, and here's a couple, you know, samples for free," and this, that, and the other. It's about communication. So how did you get started? How did you get started, and how did you formulate your product? Tell us a little bit about your product line.
I started actually out of frustration. Like you, I was perming my hair, and I started to get my hair started to get thin, really thin. And it was back in 2003 that I cut it all off, and it really had a psychological impact on me, because I was not used to having short hair. And I even went through this thing of shame, thinking that everybody on the street was laughing at me when I cut my hair short. That is how deep, how deep some things can be, because back then and only and also now I notice that for a lot of women, long hair is some sort of accomplishment or standard. So I, when I cut my hair, there were not a lot of products in the Netherlands. I was not even looking specifically for natural hair products, but for products that fit my hair, because I was not perming anymore. So I needed products that really could moisturize and condition my hair. And I started to import the products into the Netherlands, buying them from different stores in the US and Morocco. I bought products from all over the world, actually. And then somewhere along the line, I started to wonder how come that the one product would work for me and the other one wouldn't. And I started to think, what is the reason for that? And how do they make the products? And that is actually what started my curiosity. And that is the way I followed a couple of courses. By then also, because I was so proud of my hair, I started to become proud of my hair because I was getting so much compliments. I was also telling other people about how they could treat their hair. And that is basically how it started. I started with a couple of moms asking me about their children hair, because obviously all the moms had relaxed hair. So they were asking the questions for their children. And I think 2 years after I started, because I sent all these people, I sent them to the stores where I purchased my products. Mm-hmm. And then one day I thought I could do this myself. So I started importing all these products. I put up a web shop and I started selling the products. And then a couple of people started asking me if I could help them with their hair, if I could do treatments. And I said, yeah.
Wow. Well,
the answer was no, because I didn't know how. And luckily, I had a friend who had a salon in Amsterdam. And he actually helped me, tremendously helped me. So he gave me a chair. I could go there whenever I needed it, and he started teaching me the basics of hair. He had one of the few black hair academies in the Netherlands, so he started to educate me, and from there I took it to natural hair. And I was looking for that was back in 2004. I was looking for education on natural hair, and that is how I discovered that there is totally no education on natural hair. So I created my own. Products. I followed a couple of courses, and I also created my own natural hair educational system. Well, not
let's
system.
Let's see your products. I want to see your products. Do you have them there?
I have some products here. Yes, I have developed a holistic hair care philosophy called NISH, and NISH stands for Nutrition, Ingredients, Scalp Care, and Hair Maintenance. Because in the 15 years that I've been in the natural hair business, I finally discovered that it's not about the products. It's not only about the products that you put in your hair, because a lot of women, they are looking for products to grow their hair, but products don't grow your hair. It comes from the inside. So I have a nutritional product.
Okay, so here, so it's kind of glazed over. So put it over to the, let me see. Yeah, no, just hold it still. Yeah, there you go. Just hold it still for a second so that they can see it. Perfect. Okay, now what is that?
It's a liquid drink. It contains all the vitamins, minerals, all the stuff that your body needs to make healthy hair. It contains collagen, biotin, MSM, QC10, all the powerful vitamins that your body needs.
So that's a liquid supplement that you put inside of a juice, or you drink it every day?
Yes, I drink it pure. Sometimes I drink it with water, but you only need 15 milliliters for that per day, and that is enough for your body to have the amount of vitamins and building blocks that it needs to be able to make healthy hair. So then I go to the scalp. What I also teach people, and I have a large following in different African countries, and what I'm teaching them is to look at the ingredients, because a lot of people have issues with their hair and their hair is dry and they keep putting the product in, but they never ever realize that the products can contain ingredients that are actually drying out their hair.
Right. A lot of alcohol.
Yeah. Really, really ugly stuff. And nobody ever taught them that, of course. So that is one thing that I'm really pushing, is to know your ingredients.
And you know, and what I just want to interject that really quick. I had a friend here that is creating patents in San Diego for certain products. And he told me that, you know, when you use these hair colors, dyes, perms, whatever, that is really seeping into your brain.
Yeah.
Really? It is going to cause some sort of damage, memory loss, dementia, headaches, scalp irritation, all of that. So the ingredients, again, the skin is the largest organ on the body, brains. And so you have to feed it and you have to nurture it. Okay, next product.
People forget it. And the skin is also, of course, your scalp. So I have developed a scalp cleanser based on pomegranate extract. And this is to, because normally when you wash your hair.
Hold it still, because we can't see. Okay.
Normally when you wash your hair, you don't address your scalp. People only address their scalp when they have issues. But the truth is that the scalp is, as I call it, the feeding soil of your hair. There is where the womb of your hair is, your follicles. I call them the womb of your hair, because there is where your hair is born, basically. So that is also the place where your hair gets its nutrition from. So it's very, very important to take care of your scalp. So this scalp cleanser, it exfoliates, it cleanses your scalp without stripping it. And it's even suitable. I have a couple of people telling me that they even wash their face with it. So they also use it as a facial wash.
Wow. Now nurturing the scalp, I want to ask you a little bit about that. You know, there are people that have autoimmune disease, lost their hair, or they've lost their hair to cancer, or they have, psoriasis. All those different types of things that go on with the scalp. Sometimes the scalp is very tender. So it's very important, like you said, to also nurture that as well.
Yeah.
Since you have a person that is recovering from something like that, is your product gentle on their scalp? Because they are trying to grow their hair back.
Yes. These, especially the scalp cleanser, is very, very gentle. Absolutely. I don't use any harsh chemical ingredients in there. I don't believe in the word, all natural, because I believe that everything is chemical. I have a bit of a technical background, and I do believe that everything is chemical. Even when you mix avocado with onion or whatever, it's a chemical reaction. So you cannot say that it's natural.
And also, you have to have a shelf life. There's another company. Okay, I'm not gonna call them out.
Absolutely. Yeah.
It was a beautiful company. And I mean, they were going and blowing and they were selling this, and then some celebrities signed on and they started to take it. That product, I was selling it in the department stores. And I went to open it one day. It was absolutely rancid. So they say that it is all natural, but brains, you have to understand there's a shelf life. You have to put some sort of preservative in to get from Belgium to San Diego. That's two or 3 weeks. So there is a chemical compound in there. So I appreciate you really speaking to that, as that, you know, what is this all natural kind of stuff?
Yeah, I don't believe in all natural, to be honest. There are ingredients that you can use so that you can label your product as eco or eco-friendly, but to say that it's all natural, I really don't. I don't support that. The term I use is naturally derived, because the ingredients that I use are all derived from natural products like coconut and what have you. But I am not mixing coconut milk with aloe vera and put it in a bottle. That's not how I work. No.
Absolutely. All right.
The next is also for the scalp. This one addresses your follicle from the outside in. Okay, it contains.
Hey, gotta hold it still because we can't see.
Yeah, sorry.
All right. I know. You know all about it. And Brains, I want you to know that she has been gracious enough to ship me something, but DHL has not gotten it yet. So we're going to have a clear image of what it is. We're going to have all of her information at the bottom so that you can purchase these products. I'm going to use them on my own hair and on my own scalp and the supplement. So I will, you know, be your tester here. Okay. So
Great. So this is a scalp oil. A lot of people, I use this myself. Well, I use all my products myself, obviously, especially the nutritional product. I use it every day. My daughter uses it too. So for me, it's very important to formulate products that I can use and I can have my daughter use without me being afraid that something would happen to her. So this is a herbal scalp oil. It contains a lot of herbs like peppermint, rosemary, but also curry leaves, a lot of different herbs. And it is meant to stimulate your follicles from the outside. So they penetrate through your scalp to the follicles and feed the follicles from the outside. So if you have a nutritional product feeding your body from the inside and you have this feeding it from the outside, then nothing can go wrong.
Wow.
And then I have a product line. I had two product lines actually, but I am discontinuing the other one because of the European compliance. I can no longer use certain ingredients that I cannot purchase with.
So they got you. So they can't control your natural hair. They can't control the product, but they can control it.
I don't know if you know okra. I had an okra line and it was doing very, very well, very well. But I made the okra extract. I made it myself. Now that is no longer allowed because as long as you cannot buy or purchase your ingredients from a supplier, you're not allowed to use it in your cosmetics, according to the European compliance. So I had to discontinue that line. This is my flex line. It's based on flex seed.
Okay.
And I have a whole line. It's a shampoo, conditioner, and a moisturizer. This is the moisturizer. And I have, for the moisturizer, I have two types, actually, a lighter type and a heavier type. Right. But the heavier type is more for the more dried hair people. I don't use the term, or I don't go with the 4H, 4A. I don't use the hair types. I look at the hair needs because hair typing would be the same as categorizing the people and put them into the dark skinned, light skinned discussion. And that is not something that I like.
Because you know, they quick to say, oh, and she got good hair.
Yeah, and that is why, because when you hear,
if it's all over your head and looking crazy, straight or whatever. All these psychedelic colors, you know, I'm trying to get with that. You know, the pink hair, the blue hair, the gray hair, they're doing all that. And they don't realize that is really stripping the hair as well.
Yeah.
I love to give myself a hot oil treatment. And sometimes I see people with straight hair, you know, Caucasians or Asians. And they have a drop of oil in their hair and it looks like straw. It's very brittle.
Yeah.
They put a lot of coloring to their hair. You need a nice, go to your stylist and have them give you a nice hot oil treatment. Oh my God, it is just.
If the stylist have the knowledge, of course, because here in Brussels, for instance, the majority of the black hair salons, I have a friend and she wears her hair natural. She wears her afro natural. And if she would walk, there's this African area in Brussels where there is a street full of salons. And if she would walk there, I don't walk there, but if she would go there, the first thing that they would ask her if she walked into a salon is, why doesn't she relax her hair? Because they still don't consider natural hair as being something that you can wear to your work. or something. It's oh. really.
And you know what? Knowing how to style it.
Yeah.
It's a challenge.
Yeah.
How to cut it. You mm-hmm. know, you can't just go and do a blunt cut. You've got mm-hmm. to be able to know how to shape it mm-hmm. and pull it so that it's straight and long. And then too, you know, that's pretty, it's pretty disheartening that mm-hmm. they want you to straighten the hair, but also that's marketing because you will be back every 6 weeks. Once those roots get nappy.
Absolutely.
It's business.
What they do forget is that you have the same, you could do the same with natural hair. They just refuse to invest in education for natural hair, how to treat the hair. They are braiding people, they are destroying people's follicles actually, because when you go to one of these salons and you go there, normally what they do, they can braid your hair, but they braid it so very freaking tight that the next day, I have done is, we went to Greece on holiday this year. And I didn't want to do anything with my hair. And I was considering that I would go swimming. So I had my hair braided and my daughter had her hair braided. Well, we could not sleep for 2 days. It was really ridiculous. It could be that I'm not used to it because I haven't done braiding for many, many years. But it was so very, very tight. It was not normal.
Look at mine. I'm going to come all the way in. And look at mine. Mine is braided to the absolute nap. Mm-hmm. And what she does is she adds in hair as she gets around the edges. You will see people getting these weaves or getting braids, and they have no edges. Their hairline starts way back here.
I
am getting my hair done by this one individual woman. Shout out to mommy. I love you. And let me tell you, no problem. No problem. Yeah. Now, back in the back, it's a little tender because you're always pulling it up and it's turning mm-hmm. and it's twisting and this mm-hmm. and the other. But mm-hmm. no problem. I keep it oiled. Mm-hmm. When it gets to a certain point, I take it out. It's not going to last forever.
Yeah. Yeah. You
know, it starts to dread. And people don't understand what dreadlocks is. Let me explain that to you really quick. I'll let you continue. You know, dreadlocks are very spiritual brains. Mm-hmm. Okay. It is a connection with the earth. It is a connection with the source. It is connection with Jah. It's connection with God. When you see people with dreads, no two individuals' dreadlocks will ever be the same. Mm-hmm. Some are thicker, some are thinner, some are wider, some are coarser, some are different colors, because that is a unity with mm-hmm. the universe. And so we had a situation here that there was a young wrestler, and before he could compete, the referee made him cut his dreadlocks off. Mm-hmm. He changed his energy. He changed his vibe.
And he left them?
He didn't have any choice. Either he cut his dreadlocks or he was not able to compete. But you know what? They cut his dreadlocks off and he still won. It was a European or Caucasian descent referee that had no idea of really what that dreadlock was. Maybe he thought that it was a fashion statement. Maybe he was offended or whatever. But the young man still won. I say that to say this, do not judge. If you don't know, ask. Mm-hmm. Respect other people's thing. You know, people of Jewish culture, I've known a lot of them, their hair is very coarse and very kinky as well.
Yeah, yeah.
So, mm-hmm. you know, that's just the way that it is. Everybody's not going to be the same. Honor that. Ask questions. Learn how to do it. Learn how to texturize. Google it. Parents of mixed race children, so that your children really don't feel ashamed about their hair. Oh, it's, you know, I want hair like, you know, Susie because it's long and silky. Okay, fine. You can do that, but that's not who you are. And so continue to be proud of who you are. Yeah. Now, not only are you a great inventor of these products, but you are a woman in the IT space, information technology. And Absolutely. You are killing it there. Tell us a little bit about your experience there and the work that you do in IT.
I started out in IT, I think more than 20 years ago, and now I'm revealing my age. I'm still 18, right? So.
don't crack. That's what they say, right? Because we moisturize.
Absolutely. I have worked as a, I started as a help desk clerk and things like that. And I have worked my way up until becoming a business process analyst. Wow. And I do that on a freelance basis. So companies hire me to analyze their processes, and I advise them on, whatever they need advice on. That is basically what I do. And I am trying to combine the IT because I do love technology. And I foresee that also with the natural hair, there will be, we will use artificial intelligence to do something with the hair. I don't know what yet, but my daughter is also very much in IT. She wants to go to MIT. And I'm pushing her, and she also likes chemistry. So right. I do see something happening there. I hope that she will be the one coming with a right. solution right. for, yeah.
So,
I want to go back to the, you made a remark about mixed race children. And that is also what I want to address that as well, because, I had a situation here in Belgium that there's this lady, she has three daughters. One, her first daughter, she has it with an African man, so that girl is mixed race, and the other two girls are white. What is the mommy doesn't know how to comb her daughter's hair, so every time her daughter's hair needs to be done, she sends her out to a black hair salon. With her other two daughters, she goes to her own salon because the salon that she visited obviously don't know how to treat her older daughter's hair. And this is also something that I want to address, especially in 2020. I do believe and I do feel that in the multicultural environment that I'm living in here in Belgium and also in the Netherlands, I should be able to walk in any salon and have my natural hair done. Because what the system, the educational system is like this. Black children that want to become a hairdresser have to learn first how you treat European hair. And then as a specialty, they get to do, I think, 6 months or 12 months black hair. How to straighten the hair, not even natural hair. So all the black children know how to treat European hair, but none of the European children know how to treat black hair. So it already starts there. Then you have the situation with the mom where she has to send her girl to another salon, and with her other two daughters, she goes to the same salon. What message does that give to that,
absolutely.
That girl?
Absolutely. I mean, there's a differentiation between
yeah.
sisters right there. Right?
Yes.
That's awful.
Absolutely. So I think...
Mother's doing the best that she can. So we want to give her credit, you know, because she's...
Absolutely, of course. But we should also think about that, because it is giving a message to that girl that although it's her mother, she is not, she does not really belong to the family, because she can't have the mommy-daughter day in the salon as she right. has with the other two siblings.
Wow.
To the salon owners, they don't see the value of our hair. They don't think it is necessary to invest in getting to know our hair.
Man, now, they don't know how much money they spend. How much do you think? Yeah. That was $250, brains.
Yeah. Oh,
$250, okay? And it is an art, yeah. it's a skill, yeah. it's a blessing yeah. that people yeah. can weave the fibers of yeah. your hair together and come up with a pattern, to yeah. come up with a style. Do you actually see all the different styles that people come mm-hmm. up with, and the braiding?
Yeah.
And
the can become very creative, yes.
You're very yeah. creative. That is spiritual. Mm-hmm. And you know what? It's not cheap. So don't get it twisted.
No.
Maybe you should get it twisted.
Absolutely. They're leaving money on the table. But hey, on the other hand, I also have people telling me that we should leave natural hair for the black hair people. Mm. But it's a discussion. I don't know.
And who are those people? We're not going away, okay? From what I read, you know, we are here to stay.
Right,
well, we were here from inception.
First people
on the planet, again, we're not here to debate that. We are here to educate and elevate everyone, to let you know whether you have natural hair or you have European style hair, that you need to take care of it. Now, also, we're talking about natural hair, but your products are also great for straight European hair as well.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. I formulate my products so that, not all the products, of course, depending on the ingredients and the amount of the ingredients, they are more suitable for drier hair than for Caucasian hair. But for instance, the scalp cleanser is suitable for all types of hair. I also have this Flex moisturizer. I have it in two versions, and the lighter version is actually very, very good for Latina hair and the Moroccan girls. They are the ones here in the Netherlands that are using that a lot. So
exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I just think that you have been a wealth of information, and I thank you. And let me know, girl, if you need anything, okay? Anything, any product under the sun, samples, whatever, contact me and let me know. Because again, I done made friends with my lady at the a beauty supply, and she'll do anything to make me happy at this point. And you have she has made me happy. You've made me happy too. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you, how to join your group online, if they want to support you in any way, if they are, you know, in other parts of the world and they're looking for products, education, support, resources. How do they get in contact with you, Janine?
Well, I do have a website. It's JanineFontreau.com, so my name.com. I also have a product website. It's Cisse. My brand name is Cisse Cosmetics, so it's CisseCosmetics.com, where you can find the products that I showcased this evening. I'm also on Facebook with Janine Fontreau, obviously. I am on Twitter with my own name. What else? I'm on LinkedIn as the with my IT profile. I'm on LinkedIn, but I'm also on LinkedIn there. So I'm everywhere. I am currently starting a new course because I got so many questions of women asking me how to grow their hair long. And I just cannot get that thing out of their brains that products do not grow your hair. So I started a brand new course to teach women how to create a routine, a length retention routine that fits their lifestyle. So that is something that is starting in the first week of January. And in January also, I'm going to start also again with the course, How to Become a Natural Hair Therapist, where I teach people how to become a natural hair therapist to start their own business. You get business training as well as marketing training, things like that. So it's all on my website. The courses are on a different website, on another website, and it's justnaturalconsulting.com.
Well, we're going to get all the links. We're going to put everything there. If you have questions, if you have comments, leave them, because we're here to answer them. This is an informational platform, okay? This is influencers and game changers. We want people that are going to ask the right questions. There's no dumb question.
No.
You know, what products that you can have. Mm-hmm. If there's hairstylists out there that agree to disagree, educate us, because Janine also needs the support from people that are doing it every day here in the United States. If you have a very tender scalp and you're recovering from, you know, an autoimmune disease or cancer or whatever, this is a great product. We want to talk about that because we know that the scalp is very tender. And again, a woman's hair is her glory.
Yes,
there's been so many times that my grandmother used to say, "Ooh, baby, don't you cut your hair, because your hair is your glory." Well, if I never cut my hair, it'd be dragging the ground. So it does. It changes your energy. It's a part of your spirit. It's innately who you are. And so I encourage all of us to go in, take a look at it. When we're scratching our head, think about what we're doing. When you see somebody with some different hair, you see them with some dreadlocks or whatever, you have questions, ask them. Don't assume. And also, when you have braids and you have dreadlocks, be sure that you keep them nice and clean and they're smelling fresh and the ends are clipped, all of that. Because again, you are representing us. You are representing our people. And you don't want people to assume that we're something that we're not, okay? Because we're brains. Thank you so much for being here on
the convention. Thank you for having me.
All the way from the Netherlands, Belgium, whatever. When you come to San Diego, come and meet me, girl, okay?
I will. I absolutely will.
I'll take you to some of my friends, and we will do it up, okay?
Great. Right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Bye, Brent. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.